comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
I would say, oh yeah, fuck yeah, but I'm not, because Cleveland says it's not okay for you to start the radio Chad.
Cleveland.
No, because he just tweeted, I have to get a radio show done.
I'll make sure I get a show for you guys.
I'll make sure I get one done for Cleveland. For some of my fans. Yeah.
You do get, the, you get it done.
Cleveland's contracted in to do a certain amount of shows.
You guys take things the wrong way.
And you have to deliver.
Look up Cleveland's Twitter.
I haven't done a show in probably 2 months. I like doing the shows.
That's, you say some
point.
Real shit on Twitter, don't you?
It was a question someone asked that I answered.
That's all he does.
I know.
He sits in my kitchen, smokes cigarettes, and tweets.
I'm promoting. Easy.
You do a lot of tweets.
I have a band to promote.
I think it's called annoying rather than promoting.
Well, isn't it?
Chad just asked him to get a pick, and he probably tweeted about it.
My number.
Right. I'm sure he did.
My number.
I'm sure he tweeted about him singing CKY as practice.
No, I didn't.
Because Darren wasn't here, and they needed to have a singer.
I
bet you did.
I didn't. Look.
Well, if you didn't, it's going to happen any second.
Is this what this radio show is going to be about?
Me
trying to promote my band?
No, you know what? It's not going to
be
about
proud.
That.
You should be proud.
You're on the radio right now, and you haven't even said the name of your fucking band, promoter.
Band's Hello Cleveland.
Cleveland, I'll change the subject. Bam.
No,
don't change the subject.
Bam,
I like what you've done with the place.
Fuck you.
No, it looks good in here.
I beat up and I...
Chad. So, Cleveland brings over 20 to 30 people over my house, and I'm home from Canada... I'm home from Canada, and I don't feel very good. I'm locked in my room trying to watch a movie. All I hear is this. 30 people. And then Murray outside. Boom, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch, and then a dune buggy. I wanted to murder myself.
I thought you'd be into it. You're into it.
Yeah, not when I'm coming back from Canada doing a fucking 6-day tour.
I couldn't imagine getting home and then my house is like on fire.
It was 4 days
people,
out.
Like, raging.
He'd been gone strong for 4 days, and then he got sick of it, took a little break, and you know it worked out that way that it was a bad night. But the night before, you were stoked about doing it. You were like, hell yeah, let's do it.
Because I was drunk.
Well, I guess.
And now I'm not.
I guess I should talk to you about this.
I'm on my way now.
I'm just trying to get my band moving. I'm trying to be productive.
Why is there a double-sided dildo in Santa Claus right now?
That's what I'm saying.
That happened that
I appreciate the new decor with all the lights, and you took out the fucking...
Yeah, we're trying it out. We changed the radio room around a bit.
Dude,
that's P-Duck's doing.
I feel way more comfortable in here right now.
So can I get a high five or something? Or a
good job, production.
Yay.
If you feel like leaning.
I wouldn't even be able to see any of you fucking guys, because there used to be a brick in the middle of the table.
Right.
It's new, serious.
Who was that?
What?
It's new and serious.
Who was that noise?
It's just a channeling. Production moved the shit around.
Well,
what is that, Mackie?
Are you sure you're allowed to eject that? Because Cleveland never said it was cool.
Oh, hi.
Eject what? Are we playing any songs this episode?
Yeah. But can I play a CD?
You should be happy.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not ready yet.
CDs. Those went out.
I want to talk to Jess because he just went fucking ice skating.
Yeah.
And I heard he lasted 5 minutes. He said, "My feet hurt."
I ate shit.
My feet hurt.
When'd you go? Yes.
It's gotta be fucking funny. Jess
in there for a little bit.
Even Ape lasted longer. Even Phil lasted.
Phil didn't skate.
Scarlet Naval. London lasted longer than you.
No, dude. I.
London's won.
I lasted the whole thing. It was like 2 hours long, and I lasted most of it.
Jess, I'm serious.
What?
I bought London.
Serious XM.
No, Chad.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I was walking down the street in Los Angeles, and I saw this glow-in-the-dark Misfits shirt that would fit London, so I got it for him.
Uh-huh.
And then I gave it to Jess. And then also this cool-ass sweatshirt that's reversible. It was $100. And and I just want him to appreciate it, you know?
He was wearing it.
I want him to wear it.
Did you see him wearing an ice chest skate? Wear
it. He must have reversed it because I remember.
Yeah, it was. It was reversed. It was navy blue. And then the other side's like checkered or whatever.
Yep.
Well,
gray.
And you know what?
Red.
People might say it's the thought that counts. No, it's fucking rad. That's what it is.
That's rad.
I like that, but still my favorite is when you got Scarlett, the Ramones, pink Ramones shirt. Because she likes the Ramones. It's your favorite band.
Yeah.
Rockaway right. Beach.
This is what I'm doing right now. We're going around the table. Where is that mic on?
No.
Yeah, that one is.
Yeah, it is.
We're all talking about our most embarrassing moment in life.
We're all on mic.
So everybody think about it. Oh. No, she doesn't have a mic.
I already know.
You want to hear a dead honest story that happened?
Kelsey doesn't have a mic. Is all that right. on?
No, wait. Yeah. Let me tell him mine.
Me and Bam. Let's start with Jess and we'll go around.
Me and Bam took karate class when we were little kids, and I was probably 8.
I remember this.
Yeah, and you had to do all these weird stretches and shit, and it's like really crazy, like yoga type shit, and I like had to bend back all crazy, and I farted, and Bam started laughing at me, and then it just started this chain of laughter, and there was like. Seriously, like
the whole karate kid.
And in this class, there was like 30 people, ranging from kids our age, like 7, 8 years old, to like adults. And you were laughing so hard at my fart that like even the 30 and 40 year olds were laughing at me. I'm 8.
That was the most embarrassing ever.
No, it's probably one of them. I mean,
what about when I need you in the ass and there was shit all over it?
I did that to you. I did that to you. Ask my mom. My mom was babysitting us. And, like, I just tackled you.
You had khaki pants on.
Yeah,
I
was wearing khaki pants, and you were, like, you just got done, like, taking a dump or something.
All right, well, let's hear about Cleveland.
And then I need you in the ass.
I bet you Cleveland's going to lie.
No, it's a true story. All right, tell it. Embarrassing and pretty gay. I've been singing ever since I was a baby, but anyway. When I was in high school, I sang in the choir.
Baby.
I love singing, and so I joined the choir. We got to go to Italy. It was fun. It was a really cool experience. But I was in the swing choir one year because that was the best choir you could get into. And we had this Christmas show that we had to do. And since it's themed and there's choreography, he made us, our director, Ron Ling, the conductor, made us dress in pajamas with, like, holding a teddy bear, like, around a Christmas
tree. Please tell me your dick fell
and all
out
my
something.
No, it didn't happen, but all, like, my friends ended up hearing about it, and they all showed up, and, like, as soon as I, like, walked on the stage, it was just, like, laughter.
You just
like,
wearing pajamas, that's it?
No, everyone had to be in pajamas. I had to hold a teddy bear and, like, sing a solo.
How old were
you? The gayest thing ever. I was, like, 16.
That is pretty gay.
It was really gay and embarrassing. It was embarrassing as hell to me.
Kim?
Yeah. I was humiliated.
That's mortifying.
Kim, think. You know you know. All right, I'm coming back to you, G.
I killed the solo, though.
And, G, if you don't remember, I can make one up.
You can make one up?
Yeah, we've known G long enough that we know some shit.
Well, let me tell you. Here's my... Okay, so G is from North Jersey, and he moves to Philly. The very first day he moved into the city of brotherly love... This mafia dude's in this fucking car, and he's skating by, and he, like, hits her, and he goes, "Yo, man, what the fuck are you doing?" Jesus goes, "What? Fuck you." And the guy gets out and just knocks him out cold. He wakes up in the hospital an hour later, not knowing what the fuck happened.
Oh my God. I hit my head. I was unconscious for about 5 hours.
I'm like, welcome to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I hit my head on the head.
There's
head
wise
the
guys
curb.
In North Jersey,
good
too.
Little homecoming, home housewarming present.
No, I was just skating, and a guy almost hit me, and I turned
City
around. I told him to fuck
thugs.
Off, and then I...
Yeah.
Came back around and he
gotta love Philly.
He blindsided.
All right, G, I know you have another one. Tim O'Connor told me that you went up to pet a kangaroo in Australia and you got beat the shit out of
that was Costa Rica. That doesn't bother me. I think that was amazing.
I heard you went up and tried to pet it.
No,
and
I was
it just
hanging out.
Kicked the fuck
no.
out.
I was hanging out. I hopped over the fence into like the zoo compound.
Please tell me it's on film.
Did it? No, but Tim got a photo of me running from the deer, and the deer's like on his back legs.
So it was
like,
a deer in Costa Rica.
It was two deers.
They jumped
tell
up
me
and
what
go
you
like
did.
This.
Yeah. I was sitting down with a little baby deer. I hopped over, and the mama deer came up and went on his two back legs, and I was just like, whoa.
It's another answer.
So I just kind of turned around and it started nudging me, and I thought it started wanting to play, but then it got on its two hind legs.
Trampled your ass. What's the play?
It got on its two hind legs, and I'm like, fuck this. And I turned around, and it started punching me back in the head. On my back shoulder, and like
Tim, your ass kicked Tim my said, deer. I love
Tim said the deer was like the deer was like, it's like this. Bah, 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 bah,
they get up on their hind legs and throw their hoofs out. I've seen it. It's insane.
They're doing the
and
fucking
the whole
punching bag.
Yeah, they like grab
and
on you.
I had to
like
hop scale like
too,
a 15-foot fence to get out. But I still saved the shirt. You can still see the hoof marks on it. And that was like 8 years ago.
Deer are fierce. I've seen a dog get killed by a deer.
That's probably the most embarrassing to me, though. I got even.
This is a pretty embarrassing
one,
story to tell.
Is that buzzing me?
No. It's G's mic, I think.
No, I think it's mine, dude. No. It is, because I just felt
no, it's G's mic. Stop. Look.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, this is an embarrassing story to tell. There, in May, I was flat broke driving the rate van, completely illegal from Philly to Wildwood to meet my brother.
Is it illegal right now?
No,
because you always try
legal.
To avoid
For,
driving.
You gotta explain
because
it's a
I've
fucking
that.
Rate.
You gotta explain the van.
It's a rate van, dude. It's a white van.
What do you mean? What do you mean a rape?
It says hardwood on the fucking side.
If you watch the ID channel,
so you're
all the
saying
shows,
that investigation discovery.
It yeah. looks suspicious.
It looks suspicious if you're driving it past dark. I mean, you should not. Be driving that piece of shit past dark
no
in Westchester.
I think you're
driving.
I think your tags
house.
Are expired, dude.
No, they're not. Well, listen,
I'm
my,
going to check them
my,
after
my,
this.
My tags were expired along with my inspection and registration, everything.
At least you have a car.
I'm driving. It's raining, so I'm not really worried about cops. I'm like, all right, I'll make it down to Wildwood. I decided to beat off while driving. Like, dead up. So I decided to try and do it, and all I got is a shitty cell phone that only has a few pictures that girls sent me.
So you're looking at naked pictures of girls in your cell phone,
and,
jacking off and driving all at the same
and
time.
And driving. down 47 towards Wildwood. And, I bust a nut, and, like, the van goes a little bit. I swear, on my knees,
gross.
I look in the fucking side view. There is a state trooper right
oh
there.
Oh, my God.
You go from, like, a half euphoric, like,
Oh, my God.
And the rape van, it has no...
You're beating off in a rape van next to a state trooper.
I would have been honest with him and hoped you had.
Yo, so he keeps coming up, speeding up, coming back and forth on my ass. I'm, like, dialing my brother's number just to hit call so he knows I'm going to jail. Like, fuck. And then he just passes me. I mean, talk about dodging a bullet. But, like, that was this year. This was in May. And that's probably one of the most embarrassing stories I could probably tell.
Here's mine, hands down.
Wait, kite.
I caught
no, driving. Hold on. You were there. Tampa Pro, when I was 14 years old, I was skating the vert ramp when they were announcing the winner of who won the Tampa Pro contest. And I was trying to show Danny Way that I could do a blunt to fakie on the vert ramp. And he's trying to announce the winner. And he goes, would somebody get this little fat kid off the ramp?
Yes, I remember that.
Oh, my God. Dude,
yeah,
killed me
that.
For, like, years. He actually called me 3 years later and apologized about it.
Danny Way said that?
No.
Oh.
The announcer.
The announcer guy, okay.
And I was trying to show Danny Way that I could do a blunt to fake.
Yeah. We play the Tampa Pro bunch. They're all dicks down there anyway, so.
Nah, Schaefer's cool.
That should help a little bit. Well, it's true. I just remember playing, and I was like, everybody that runs this is a fucking cocksucker.
That's Schaefer and Drew.
No,
they're nice guys.
They're all cool.
I have another embarrassing one, dude. I was like 15, and I used to get like, if the air's real fucked up and dry, I would get like nosebleeds pretty often. It was annoying as shit. So I finally got this girl that I've been trying to get for fucking like months.
Who?
In my that girl Colleen. In my ninth grade. Or
at 15?
Was that the one I fingered at the Pink Floyd concert?
Probably.
Yeah!
Nice. She was a floozy. I didn't know that yet, though. So, I'm finally in her house, and I'm, like, so stoked to be in this girl's house hanging out. And we start, like, making out and shit, and it was all dark. And it was pretty hot in there, and, like, you can't see fucking shit, dude. And like, there's, like... I guess I thought it was sweat or something because it was hot, and I'm like, oh, man, like, yeah, like, you know, I'm sweating a lot or something. Maybe she is. I don't know what the fuck. And then it got to the point where we couldn't ignore it anymore, and I was like, oh, okay, what's going on? And she's like, let me turn on the light. And she turned on the light. It was like a fucking murder scene from my nosebleed. Like, there was just blood all over, like, both of us. And I was
I can see that.
Oh, what the fuck?
You know what? At least it's a nosebleed, dude. At least it wasn't shit or piss.
Yeah, but, dude, it was fucking, like...
Still embarrassing.
I thought you could say
it was horrifying.
I can see that happening.
I'd prefer a nosebleed than, like, ripping a fart or something.
You guys are in the dark.
Imagine you're 15 and you finally get some girl that you've been trying to get for months.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, here's your chance. Like, okay, you got her. And then... It's like you're both covered in fucking blood, like it's Karen or some shit, you know? Like,
yeah,
it's fucking awful.
All right, I have Kelsey here.
Those
from
are my
Horsham,
top two, definitely.
And I need to hear your worst embarrassing moment ever.
I can't even remember my most embarrassing moment ever.
Well, you just told me, so tell me.
Well, I can tell you a different embarrassing moment.
Go on.
All right. Well, I can't sing for shit. And basically the one day I come home, I start like cleaning my apartment or whatever, and I'm just like singing to whatever at the top of my lungs. I think it was like Mr. Jones.
Good song.
Yeah. Oh. Well, my brother somehow like snuck his microphone down the stairs and recorded the entire thing. And, like, synced my voice up with his and put it all over fucking YouTube. Oh, it's so bad. It is miserable. Like, it doesn't even match
when
up.
When was
with, like,
it?
I hate my life.
Because as far as I know, YouTube just happened 4 years ago, right?
Yeah, this was, like, 2 years ago.
At least you know that you're, like, not a gifted singer. Some people have no fucking clue in their head.
You didn't stick a remote control up your ass.
No, but think about it. Like, I had headphones on my like, ears, so it was just, like, 10 times worse than what it
would have been. You couldn't
hear it anyway. Exactly. Yeah.
Did you ever get caught jacking off? For fucking?
Yeah, a few times.
Tell me, see, this is the shit that I want to know about.
Well, I've never gotten caught jacking off, although I have gotten caught fucking.
By who?
The kid I was fucking his friend.
Can girls jack off?
I don't know, apparently I was too loud and just let, like, the door started getting like banged on. And I was like,
obviously
what?
By both of them.
Just I know one of Bam's most embarrassing.
Gosh,
no, shut the fuck up.
This is what happened. I swear to God, 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, dude, you tell this story every time I come into this radio.
Shut up, Jack.
Everyone's heard this four times.
He's 15. I'm 14.
I open up the door at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he dies for
his computer to shut it off. And I'm like, "What were you doing?" I'm like, "Are you talking to your girlfriend Lisa? Are you talking to your girlfriend Lisa?" He's like, "No, don't worry about it." I'm like, "No, I'm worried about it. I want to see." We start wrestling for like 2 minutes until I finally dive to the computer and turn it on. It's a girl with her fucking legs spread with her pussy all hanging out. And then I'm like, and then look at this.
And when
dick,
you're wrestling, you had a hard on.
I just wrestled him with a hard on for 2 minutes.
Okay, I'll beat it. I'll beat that.
You probably did beat it before you came in.
I'll beat that story.
You were beating the shit out of your dick.
So, like, we got the illegal cable hookup back when it was, like, the old school.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, the fuzzy stuff. Yeah. I used to beat to that all the time.
So, we had, like, the Spice Channel or whatever. Like,
the fuzz.
You know. And, like, I seriously got up for school, and my mom was awake, too. And, like, we both, like, me and my mom, like, saw each other in the hallway.
Dude, Abe's caught me jacking off numerous amounts of times.
I was like,
to the point where I
was this is way better than catching jacking off. So, I'm like, oh, hey, good morning, Mom. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm getting ready for school. So we walk into the living room together, and it's just Bam asleep with his dick in his hand. Like, he was, like, jerking off to the Spice Channel and fell asleep during the middle of the night.
Because Zach Bauer came in.
And me and my mom.
Zach Bauer came in, and he's like a computer genius. He put a chip
in the cable box.
I paid him like $80, so I had Playboy, Spice Channel, all this
shit. Dude, me and my mom both walked up in the morning and, like,
it was awesome.
Walked up to him asleep with his dick in his hand.
Was this?
And the Spice Channel still on, just like, oh.
No, it was like early
90s. I'm like with my mom. I'm like, oh, shit.
No, when I used to go to the house.
Hey, Mom. Like,
no, back then. You called them black times.
Remember when you were eating out Kelly and I opened up the door?
And then we had a conversation.
Shut the fucking door. What about,
like, what?
Prom? And you're like, yo, what are you doing later? I'm like, I don't know. I'll probably meet up with you later. Like, we just had a conversation.
Bam, what about when you jerked off and it hit the cat?
Oh my God.
I came on my cat.
No, but that black box, I remember. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Not Trouble or Mischief. These are old cats.
No, when I used to go to that house.
No,
like,
this was Whiskers.
Porno would be on. Yeah.
I was jacking off, and Whiskers happened to be walking by, and then it landed all over him.
I remember that black box used to be on with porno, and your mom would just walk by, and we're all just sitting there looking at it. Or it's just on.
Bam, did he go like this?
Dude, I got caught jerking off by my mom so many times that honestly became to the point where I'm like, Mom, if I'm in my bedroom,
your bedroom was
I'm either
a foot
jerking off fucking somebody or doing something that you don't want to know if the door is closed, so leave me alone.
Or at least knock like a bunch of times and then like let me know you're
but
at
both
the door.
Both your bedrooms were like right next to their bedroom.
First time my mom caught me jerking off, it was like 7 in the morning. I was getting ready to go to school. She opens up the door. I'm sitting there like fucking rubbing my tit and shit. I'm like, dude, I bolted so fast. I like
an embarrassment?
Yeah. 3 days went by to where I'd wake up at 6 a.m. and go right to the school bus.
Did you jump out the window?
Yeah.
I remember you telling me that.
And I go right to the bus stop before even seeing her.
Dude, Phil walked in on me balls deep.
I caught my brother jacking off with his best friend.
Older or younger?
Older.
Okay.
And basically, like, I knocked on the door and I heard nothing other than, like, I don't know, weird sounds coming from their rooms. So, like, I open the door, and, like, here is my brother and his best friend, like, sitting there.
They're both jacking off together?
Yeah. To porn. I'm just sitting there, like,
that's fucking weird.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I just kind of looked at them and was like,
did you say he's gay, hey?
We've accused him many. My mom sat down and had a conversation. Was like, if it's okay, if you guys are gay, it's okay, you know. And my
so
was
is
like,
he
gay together?
No, apparently
is not.
Not
okay.
What?
No,
me
you're
and
gay with your
you know what? Me and Rav fucked a banana. He had one and I had one, and we both fucked it.
There's no hole in a banana.
If you're close to a friend of someone, you know they're not going to judge you. You're not going to judge them. Whatever.
Well, I do have to say, my brother's best friend. Like, I have seen his penis way more times than I'd like to admit.
Is it pretty rad looking?
No.
All right.
He has a third testicle.
What? No, what? Phil, seriously. Phil had three balls.
Yeah, my dad had three balls.
Speaking of Phil.
Cut out.
Phil Why? Comes into my room. I was probably
awesome.
Like
probably shoot
19
blue.
Or something, and I was so balls deep. But there was like covers on, so I guess he just thought I was just laying there with her. And he's like, hey, Jess, your car insurance card came. Like, put that in your glove compartment. I was like, Dad! Can we fucking talk about this later? Like, he had no fucking idea, but, like, it was so uncomfortable.
Just
having a conversation with my dad, and I'm like, balls fucking deep.
Do you remember, do you remember in
Jess, I never told you this. What? I never told, hold on, what? Sorry. Sorry for cutting you off.
Wow,
but I never told you anybody this.
What?
I caught Phil jerking off.
Oh!
And I was like seven. And I walk in, I'm like, what are you doing? And there's a Playboy right there. And I think it's the first time I've ever seen it. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, kind of looks like ape, doesn't it?
His guilty conscience, that's all I can think to say.
That's what he said.
Yeah, dude, I love Phil, man. That's
awful.
So something Phil would say, too.
I was going to
say really
awful.
Quick.
Kind of looks like a mom, doesn't it?
Remember Iceland, when we put up the jerk-off stations, the bed mattresses up?
Dude, that's the way to do it.
That was hilarious.
If you're ever traveling with a bunch of dudes and you're on a low budget and you're rooming with people, you take the entire bed, you put the TV in the middle, you put on a porno, and then you put the bed completely
Ten
up.
Mattresses.
So now you can't see me, I can't see you, but we both see the
it's
TV.
It's like three stations. And
yeah.
Jerk-off
Central.
It's Jerk-off Central Station.
Jerk-off Station. 1999.
Well, I was like, what was the guy to girl ratio up there?
Where? In Iceland?
In Iceland.
There's like, it's like.
Iceland's fucking awesome.
They got some hotties there?
No, it's like seven girls.
More
to,
girls
like,
to men.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Iceland was so rad that
Alaska's
we went
not.
That I don't want to go back because I'm afraid that it might not be as good.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Jess, can I talk about your one-night stand from Hooters?
Yeah, who's that?
Who's that? The fucking shot glass that I bought you for Christmas last year.
Oh, yeah. And then you just looked at me like.
Jess had a one-night stand with this girl from Hooters, and then a year goes by, and I go into Hooters, and I look at the shot glasses, and I'm like, that's her. So I bought it for him, wrapped it all up, gave it to him for Christmas. He opens up, oh, gee, thanks, Ben.
So but you knew.
Yeah, in the back of my head, I was like having flashbacks, but like, oh, knew. Fuck. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Chad, you never said your most embarrassing memory.
Yeah.
I really want
to
know, actually.
I'm embarrassed so often, I try to forget mostly everything. But
Name one, is the most.
You've heard of this one. I was like, after a show in Chicago, I was trying to meet some fans who were saying to come over after the show, and I was kind of wasted. And I fell off two stories in front of them trying to go sign their autographs, and like broke my ass. And then they had to carry me back to the bus with a broken ass. And I felt
but that's kind of rock and roll.
I felt really stupid falling like in front of them and them having to pick me up. That wasn't very cool.
In front of the people.
I know a Chad embarrassing moment.
Go ahead.
Yeah. When he was a kid, he used to love Golden Grahams cereal. But his mom had no idea that it was lactose intolerant.
That's not embarrassing.
And just ignored it, right? But no, didn't you shit yourself on the bus or something?
No, that's Darren.
Oh, really? Well, like, you said, like, you would go to school and you would, like, throw up and shit and you didn't know why.
I thought I was allergic to Golden Grahams.
Yeah, he thought he was allergic to Golden Grahams.
But I was
Golden
allergic Graham. To the milk.
Milk, right.
Grahams.
Golden Grahams. Golden Grahams. Golden Grahams.
And, like, he would go to school Golden and, like, Graham. Shit his ass out every day and he'd be like, what is wrong with
you? Have you ever felt embarrassed for somebody?
Yes.
Quite often.
Yeah. Okay, here's my number one. It was the ESPN Awards in L.A., and this rap group, it was like Wu-Tang, but it wasn't Wu-Tang. It was just like them. I can't remember their name. But this dude comes out with all these gold chains, like, acting all hard. And she's like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm the motherfucking man. And he just fucking trips right off the stage and eats fuck right to his face. And I felt so embarrassed for him.
Right, that's embarrassing.
Just because he's talking about how hard he is. Like, I'm a hard motherfucker. Oh, shit. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I feel. Then
my favorite fall has to be Scott Weiland. Like,
oh, God.
I love Scott.
And he ate so much shit. And then his vocals are still perfect.
They're still
because
perfect.
Because they're playing to a track.
Right.
And then I love reading all the YouTube comments. Like,
are they?
Like, he's fucking playing to a track. Like,
yeah,
his vocals are perfect even after he ate shit. And then all the morons who don't understand what he's talking about is like, fuck you, Scott Weiland's like the realest motherfucker ever. Like,
he actually does have a good voice. He must have just been having a rough night.
No, it's just that, like,
still no excuse for that.
People still don't know that every band fakes it now.
I don't believe that. Like, I don't even.
It's true,
dude. I actually heard
the Foo Fighters are like the only big band.
I heard Axl Rose on the last tour had a dude behind the curtain singing along with him.
Well, first off, Axl Rose a shitload.
It is cool. Like,
I like it.
You know what? If you're going to show up and do it, then fuck yeah. Like, Ozzy, he's old as shit.
That's why
if you're going to show up, I don't care if somebody else is singing in the background.
Fucking
just do it.
Dave Grohl is like the whistleblower on it because, like, nobody believes anybody that everybody's faking it, but he's like a big time dude. And he's like, it's not okay that, like, Foo Fighters are the only band that still plays.
Mm.
And, like,
that's crazy.
And they're like, oh, what's the big deal? Like,
I didn't know that.
Just play to a track. But the fucking guy from Milli Vanilli killed himself over that.
Yeah.
Like,
for good reason.
And now it's just,
for good reason.
If he would have just waited 3 more years, he would have been fitting in with everybody.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I still don't know if I want to believe
How about Ashley Simpson?
I have a hard time believing.
Yeah, another. Oh, Ashley Simpson.
You sang the wrong song and then the track came on. What was that?
Yeah.
I had a sore throat.
But that could have happened to any one of those bitches, because none of them really sing.
Well, I had a sore throat,
like,
guys.
Like, she sucks, but why are they picking on her? Because every fucking bitch does that.
They all
got
caught.
It's because their drummer hit the
run around on stage.
He probably got fired that
track meet and still have breath control while they're doing like
dancing,
yoga and dancing backflips.
Well, no, the drummer has the Pro Tools rig or whatever right next to him, and he's the one who hits it. And they had to play 2 songs. And he hit the first song the second
man,
time.
He must have been fucking fired as fuck.
Joe Simpson beat his ass behind a fucking dumpster.
But you know what?
There like, are bands that
it is kind of his fault, but like it's her fault for not being able to do it live.
Yeah, that's true, but every bitch fakes it now. There's like Adele and maybe 2 others that really sing. But
I love Adele, dude. Dude, I don't care if she's fat. I'll fucking fuck her soul, dude.
There's got to be bands that just wouldn't do it. Like, they just don't believe in that. Wouldn't do it.
And you know what?
There's definitely bands that don't.
I read 2 interviews with Adele because, like, my kids love her, and she's fucking awesome. Like, she's like, at the Grammys, like, hey, Adele, why didn't you go to all the cool Grammy parties afterwards? She's like, yeah, I just wanted to go to In-N-Out Burger. I heard it was good.
Oh, dude, I want
to
fuck her.
She went to fucking In-N-Out Burger afterwards.
I want to fuck her soul.
And then, like,
you want to titty fuck her ass cheeks?
I want to titty fuck her butt cheeks.
When you do press, when you do press, they try and push your buttons and shit. Like, it's
check. We play Adele. I love this.
I don't know.
No.
They don't think they play that on Backstreet.
I love this. Well, they're doing it now.
We don't know.
I love this Adele.
Bam, this is the best Adele interview ever. It's like this fucking shit magazine called Kerrang.
What if I get it in 2 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
I know Kerrang.
And Kerrang in England, they're notorious for trying to piss you off to say something that'll start shit. They did it to me. And they went to her and they're like, okay, what's her insecurity? She's not all hot, like, tight body. So they go to Adele and they're like, hey, Adele, like, your record's really cool, but what do you say to, like, Katy Perry and all these hot-ass girls? Like, can you live up to that or whatever? And she had the best fucking response ever. She's like, I love seeing Katy Perry's ass. I love seeing her tits. I love seeing all those girls' asses and tits, but my music isn't about that. It was like, boom!
I love
her. You fucking shut that asshole up so bad.
I really do.
It's like
I'm playing Adele.
She said, like,
I fucking am. I want to fuck her soul.
Yeah, I like her. I like her.
I rapped on her that beat of Adele.
Cool. Dude, where's that fucking? Hold on, I have an iPod thing. Do you remember where I put it?
I mean,
no.
It's like she had the chance to be like every other person would have been like, oh, fuck that shit.
You live down by the Hobbit Hole.
I do.
The least you can do is go halfway to the porch and get that little blue thing. It has a Dell in it. It's an iPod. It's this big.
Yeah, but you defend yourself while, like, not defending yourself.
Hey, can you do the radio show?
I'm doing it. I want to hear Adele.
You telling production to go get it?
I love this woman.
It's a titty fucker butt.
See, when people live here for free, that's like, the job that they have to
have
do.
You have two of them.
Isn't it the easiest thing to do? Is to get a fucking thing rather than pay $2,000 a month?
Yeah,
did Cleveland go
easy.
Get it?
Yeah.
Cleveland's not here.
Well, then he has to go get it.
Right. That's what I'm trying
to
say.
Why are you sitting there looking at him?
Cleveland!
No, but for real, I want to play Adele.
I get it.
That means you gotta get it.
I know, yeah.
No, don't play a song they play a million times. Play.
I can't go get it.
No, I want to play that. What's
called? There's Cleveland.
There is. You guys argue about who's going. No, I want to play Adele. Do you have it on your iPod, Cleveland?
Good God.
I love that bitch.
What song are you gonna play though? There's a lot of.
I got Adele on vinyl, motherfuckers.
I'd love to hear. I've heard a lot about her.
Vinyl doesn't do any good on Sirius 28 Faxes.
My kids like vinyl. Isn't that fucking weird? They hate iPods and CDs.
All I know about Adele is that people love her even though she's fat. That's all I've heard about her. That's sad. I'd rather hear her music. Let's hear it.
Well, she embraces it. No, Jess, you missed Jess's good point.
She goes to In-N-Out Burger.
Well, don't repeat yourself. We're live on air.
Well, I've heard she's awesome. I do want to hear it.
She is.
You've never heard it?
It's sad that
her voice is fucking amazing.
Is their way.
Does Matty J have an embarrassing story?
That's the first impression that you get.
Sure. That's why I'm trying to lose.
It's pretty amazing that she's like popular because do you think she'll lose in this day and age, if you're good at music, then you're not popular.
No, I'm telling you, when you hear this fucking song, you'll know that it came like straight from her fucking soul, and that's why I want to fuck her fucking face.
Sure.
Her soul.
No, that does go a long way. That does go a long way.
Yeah. That's where her brain comes from.
Her ex, I read this thing that her ex is trying to sue her, like, I deserve royalties from that album.
Bullshit.
It's about me.
Adele deserves everything.
He can't stand it.
Oh, because he's like, I'm the one who fucked her over.
She's right. Yeah.
I deserve some like money from this.
I'm the
one. I'm the
dickhead.
Yo, didn't he beat her up or something?
I'm the one. See, listen to the song. I'm the one who beat her up and fucking told her she was fucking.
I was talking about how much of a fucking asshole I am.
I
deserve money.
That's cool.
Allegedly. I don't know if it's true.
No, I've heard a lot of good things about it. I would like to hear the music.
Yeah, she's a good
singer. All right, hold on. Okay,
You're not going to find it.
No, I'm going to do it.
Do you have any other songs?
No. Yes, I do. I brought it.
Give me one.
Ooh, it's Gavin Rosdale.
No.
I'm just kidding. Track 5.
Well.
Lacrimus.
All right.
Lacrimus. And then after this, we're going straight to Adele. I'll get it from the car.
We gotta do the Christmas song too. We have to do it.
Well, where's your CD?
Yeah, it's Christmas.
At?
We have some stuff.
Where is it, Fat Side?
I don't have a CD.
Where the fuck is saying it?
I have my iPhone. Will that work?
Yeah, it will.
Right. 33 ways.
What track, Bam?
Track 5.
33 Waist.
Track 5. The CD players are in an awkward spot.
Come jump on, dude.
All right. Radio Bam.
P-Duck did
Sirius it. XM. Lacrimus Profunde.
Listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Cleveland.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Radio Bam.
Cleveland has become a total
52-28 faction, 59-64.
Yeah.
There he is.
Oh, yeah? You're a fucking piece of shit.
I think Cleveland did well on the CKY rehearsals. I haven't You did well, Cleveland. I was enjoying myself.
That's my New Year's resolution, to become more of a dick.
Yeah. Why?
Too much of a pushover, too, man. I know.
Don't, Jess.
No, Cleveland, you've become a total prick.
No, I haven't, actually. I've started putting my foot down. I tried to kick annoying Mikey's ass.
Yeah.
The older you get, the less
pissed. I was enjoying myself.
And he deserved it. I have heard from 10 of my friends that he's talked shit about me. Finally, I saw him, and I couldn't take it.
I love drama as long as I'm not involved. As long as I'm not in it, I'm just going to go at it, yeah.
All right.
Cleveland's ready to fist fight all these people.
I love this.
It sucks it has to go from nice
bitch
to like fucking aggro like that. But just like sometimes
yeah, but Bam asked you to get the computer and you got pissed off.
Just you were like,
see, you have a temper now.
Look how pissed you are.
You said,
I got a fucking temper.
You said, get it.
And I said, look, you said, get it.
I'm going to get meaner and meaner. See what happens.
You're going to get beat up.
Then you're just going to get beat up.
I'm not a fighter.
You're going to end up one.
You're going to wind up getting beat up.
Yeah, I'll just be like, I'll walk away. Or I'll fight him.
And then you'll lose.
I can fight. The only fight I got into, I knocked the dude out. One punch. So,
dude, I fought a frat boy for you the other night, actually.
This kid, Avery, was hiding out at Mark Hanna's house.
Charged
because he's friends with Chris Hanna.
Right.
And Avery's hiding out in the closet, and this dude's knocking on the door at Mark Hanna's house saying, where the fuck is
Avery?
No,
there was like fucking 10 kids ready to kick his ass.
He went to Kmart. He went to Kmart.
There's seriously like at least a dozen kids outside ready to kick his ass.
The best he could come up with is that he went to Kmart.
He went to Kmart.
Yeah, you're right. Gonna have to cue your YouTube shit up, dude.
All right, here we go.
Oh, he went to Kmart.
This is Adele. I want to fuck her face in. Oh, it's a goddamn commercial, for fuck's sake. Hold on.
Sakes, fuck.
Turn your world upside down.
P-Duck, rap to this, just so we don't have to hear
YouTube
it.
YouTube sold the fuck out.
Try to rap to
YouTube
it.
YouTube killed the video star.
God, listen to the way that's... God. All right, it's over.
Perfect.
Here we go.
On Radio Bam?
Hot fucking fat bitch.
There's a fire starting in my heart.
This is not the one.
This is the hit song.
Fever, yeah, that's just
bringing me
no, no, no.
Dark.
Yeah, this is the one.
Finally, yeah. I can see you crystal.
Who's good at singing this?
Go
huh?
You want to sing along?
I don't want to ruin it.
Can't.
See, I'll leave with
this is not the one, dude.
You keep about that. This is the one that's on all day long.
Someone like you is what I like. Yeah, you. This is the. Listen to this shit.
I can't even sing a note of it.
It's a good song, but this is not what I want to play.
And ask Chad, I like dude ass rock. All right,
here's a doubt.
Like dude ass rock.
Hot, sexy, fat fucking bitch. Hot and sexy ass fat fucking bitch. See?
What?
Love your pussy ass. Fuck your soul. Soul.
Let your settle down that you found a girl in your married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best of you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you. Sometimes it lasts and loves, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts and loves, but sometimes it hurts instead. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our. Surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you.
it hurts instead. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you. Don't forget me. I think I'll remember you. Say sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts. Instead, sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
She's the Cleveland of girls.
That's a compliment, Cleveland. I want to fuck her face open.
fuck her butt cheeks.
That was on Faction?
Yeah. Faction, you know what, ladies and gentlemen?
You know what?
If you didn't like Adele, you need to learn
that's
to appreciate
probably a popular
it.
Because
I love that fat fucking sexy ass bitch.
It deserves it.
I want to fuck her right up her fucking fat.
You're serious.
Right up her fat.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Would have slapped that stomach
ooh,
and ride the waves
song.
In.
I have a new song, everyone.
What is it?
SoCo.
That's a drink.
Isn't like Southern
and lime.
I'll kill her.
I'll kill him. Should.
I'll kill him.
Right, that's Captain.
Kill.
Say it.
What?
That's your
what,
line. Back in 93, even TG.
Yeah, what, G?
Tori didn't even show up.
That's your line.
Merry Christmas, G.
Merry Christmas.
G-tastic.
Yeah, the whole shit down.
What?
All right, thank you, G.
Yeah, it's all done.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
That was useful for a microphone.
Yeah, thanks. All right, here it is.
What do you got?
SoCo. She's from Sweden. I'll kill her.
I'll kill her.
That's the name of the song.
Is he gonna play it?
I'm doing it.
It's not even plugged in.
You need a fucking.
Because G fucking loosened it.
Alright.
You were supposed to call me tonight. We would have gone to the cinema. Yeah. And after to the restaurant. The one you like in your street. We would have slept together. Have a nice breakfast together. And then a walk in a park together. How beautiful it then. You would have said I love you in the cutest place on earth where some little boys are dancing with the fairies. I would have waited like a week or two, but you never tried to reach me. No, you never called me back. You were dating that bitch blonde girl. If I find her, I swear I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future, she broke my dream. I'll kill her, I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. I would have met your friend, we would have had a drink or two. They would have liked me cause sometimes I'm funny. I would have met your dad, I would have met your mom. She would have said, please, can you make some beautiful babies? So we would have had a boy called Tom and a girl called Susan, born in Japan. I thought it was a love story, but you don't want to get involved. I thought it was a love story, but you're not ready for that. Me neither. I'll kill her. She stole my future. She broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you. She's got his blondness, not even tenderness, yeah. She's clever, less. She'll dump your ass for a model called Brandon. He will pay for a beautiful surgery, cause he's full of money. I would have waited like a week or two, but you never tried to reach me, no. You never called me back. You were dating that bitch bone girl. And if I find her, I swear, you know, I swear. I'll kill her. She stole my future. She broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future. she broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. Man, I told you, you know, if I find her, I really, I mean, I'll kill her for real. Is that for sure? You have to know. I mean, you know, I can do it. Man, I'll kill her.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Oh, holy Lord, I got a boner. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up, faction.
Chad Ginsburg, yeah. CKY, playing a show on the 18th. Yesterday. In Reading, PA, right?
That means
Jeff?
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
No, the 18th.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the show airs, it's yesterday. Oh.
So it was that was an awesome show, man.
Yeah.
That show there, Jeff.
But it is a Christmas thing going on. Do you have a Christmas thing to play or anything?
Oh, yeah. Cleveland does.
We have the 12 days.
We made it snow and shit.
Well, never and I think mind.
Well, first of all, let's talk about Novak. Yeah, he's been in jail for 1 year now. Because he forged a doctor's signature for prescription pills, and he was doing weekends in jail for 6 months, and then he comes on this very radio show, talks shit on George W. Hill Correctional Facility and tells them that they're idiots because they have 30 people pissing a line, and he takes his buddy's clean piss out his ass.
And snorts lines off the bunk.
So now they put him in jail for a year in solitary confinement. So that means that he's in his cell for 23 hours out of the day, and he gets to leave for 1 hour.
But he's getting out soon.
But
he's getting out in 2 fucking weeks.
He's sober.
That's going
to
be great.
He's ready to rock. I have high hopes.
Do you think he's going
to
be able to stay sober?
Fuck no, he's not.
He's ready to smoke rock.
We all need to get behind him and help.
And do what?
Why would they release him on New Year's Eve?
First of all,
that's
what I'm saying.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. That could be worse. The only thing that's worse is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So let's release Novak on New Year's fucking Eve.
I got released on New Year's Eve. I'm not kidding.
So how long were you in?
It was the first time I was ever arrested. It was only 8 days until I got bailed out.
8 days?
8 days until I got bailed out.
He was in there for over a year now.
Well, the song we did was the former Novak.
The similarity was New Year's Eve. Had nothing to do with
time. Be proud or into this at all, so... This is...
I could tell you, I've known him since I was fucking 12... That he's a lifer, and as soon as he gets out, he's going to start sipping on red wine, then he's going to start smoking again, and then he's going to start looking for pills.
What if he comes out?
It's only a matter of time.
He starts, like, I understand. He, like, reads books.
It's true.
I don't want to
believe
it. I know you don't want to believe it, but it's true.
You think?
I've seen it happen so many times.
You've been trying to help him for years. I know.
What if Novak came out listening to, like, Tchaikovsky and shit, and he reads, like, Shakespeare?
Well, he is Muslim.
Oh, he's Muslim
he
now.
He told me he kneeled with the Muslims one day.
He told
me
he did it for a radio show.
I was like, why'd you do it? He was like, I just wanted to pray. I was like, yeah, right. You're trying to get
in
with the Muslims.
No, he doesn't want to fit in. He wants a radio show.
I think he's right. He's like, I just wanted to fuck.
He wants something to write about. He's bored as fuck, and he wants to write about shit.
I think so, too.
If he hangs around the same people, there's nothing to talk about. If you start hanging out with Muslims and praying with them and shit, putting on a robe.
That's how he explained it. You're right. That's what he told me, too. Yeah. He was like, nah, I thought
makes
it was fucking
sense.
Hilarious.
Now you have a fucking story.
It does make sense.
For your book or your fucking radio
show. I went to visit somebody at Delaware County, and, fucking this dude walks by. Like, a full-blown Irish guy with, like, a red beard, and it was all Muslimed out, and he had a turban on. I was like, whoa, dude. Like... Oh. It doesn't work.
Things get mixed up in jail. Like well, people do it for protection. That's why when Novak told me, I was like, oh, you did it for protection, right? Because there's a lot of Muslims there. He's like, fuck no. I just wanted to pray with some goddamn Muslims, Cleveland.
How many Irish people does it take to change the light bulb? I'm Irish.
Ooh.
Well, it takes four.
Oh, yeah.
Irish.
Yeah.
One to change the bulb and the other three to mash all their dicks together so it equals one normal-sized dick.
Fuck it. I was in jail.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Yeah.
For a DUI, right?
No, never had one.
No, you had like a million parking tickets.
No,
that's what I remember about when you moved to Philly. Like, you always had the boot on your car.
Yeah, always. No,
dude.
Yeah. No, I never took care of a ticket.
You
in Jersey.
One time I opened up your glove and you had literally,
not for 10 days.
I'm not kidding, maybe 40 to 50 parking tickets.
Oh, yeah, easily.
And that's why you went to jail.
No.
I have a ton too.
Why then?
I crossed the double line in New Jersey going to New York.
York. And
then they found all your tickets.
No, I was driving on suspended license, quote unquote, Jersey license. Right. They still had, I have a PA license, but I was still.
Why didn't you talk your way out of it?
I couldn't.
So as long as you get pulled over in Jersey, so, you're fine.
I'm good now, but I did my time. But over the years, I kept avoiding
Cleveland,
the court,
let me see your song,
and all that shit. And it can't. It,
you know what I love about too? Jersey? They have the most toll booths and like collection, and their roads are the shittiest roads
Dude,
on
jail
the planet.
Sucks. I was only in jail for a week, and that felt like a lifetime.
Were you making tea with batteries?
Yeah, these no, not me. All these homeboys.
It's Chad.
Were.
Chad's already.
So what are the plans? What are the plans for? Novak, when he gets out, do you have a party planned or something?
Fuck yeah, I have a party planned.
Really?
But can he not do anything?
We're renting out alibis and inviting everybody.
I heard he's on
free shots on me, everybody.
Isn't he on parole, though? He can't be doing that shit.
Time, sir.
Time has been served.
You'd suck if you got picked right back up that night.
Go, but he's trying to keep away from that. We got to at least entertain that and help him do it if that's what he wants. We got to try. As his friends.
Try. You got to do.
We can't be sitting there like, yeah, now I can have a fucking beer with me. You know, like, if
I'm
he's
not
going to
say
up,
that.
I know you wouldn't. I'm just saying. If he's going to mess up, he's going to mess
What's going to happen is he's going to not do it for maybe an hour, and he's going to be, all right, one beer won't kill me yet. Then he'll turn to red wine. Then he'll turn to searching for pills.
Hey, Novak, Happy New Year's. Here's a Diet Coke.
I'm a.
Yeah.
No.
Yo, when he gets
I'm an
out,
addict. I know how it works.
When he gets out, he's going to touch Abby and Comp right away. Because he has a fucking.
Wait, what do we call him? Sleepin'? Wait.
Ryan sleeps in.
Oh, shut up. I took one day to have a day to myself. I wrote two new Hello Cleveland songs. Might be single
Chad,
number five. Thank you very much.
I'm not kidding.
Dude,
for 24 hours.
I didn't sleep.
Hours.
I was up there writing songs, too. I just I had to get away from everyone
hours.
And just hibernate.
That's ridiculous, dude.
I took, I went to the bathroom when I had to, and I went back to bed and laid there
Ryan
and wrote.
Sleeps in.
Sometimes I just need a moment to get by myself, and that's that.
A moment?
A day. A full day.
Who was
day.
We're filming the No Mas video? I was like, I kept texting Cleveland. I'm like, where the fuck are you, man? We're out here. We got a bonfire.
Oh, let me guess. He was sleeping.
Dude, it was fucking raging.
That was another one of those days.
Great party.
Yep. You guys run me fucking
you
raw, man. I can't.
I wasn't even there, dick.
The turret room.
Another one of those days.
Living at this house, man. Like, I just.
Just living here.
All right. 12 days of Novak. He's getting out of jail. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Radio Bam Series 28.
Just see you, Novak. We love you, buddy.
Yeah, it's me, Novak. I'm fresh out of jail. Yeah. Hey, Bam, where's my needle? My needle, I want a nail. Where's my needle? I want a nail. My needle, I want a nail.
On the first day of November, while I sat and watched,
I lost his brand new wife.
On the second day of November, while I sat and watched,
2,000 bucks. I lost
me
his brand new wine.
Man, take me to Wham-Am.
On the third day of November, while I sat and watched,
three smokes left, 2 bags of
bone,
and I lost me his brand new wine.
Wow, wow,
pal. On the fourth day of November, while I sat and watched,
four dirty needles, three smokes left, 2 bags of bone, and I lost me his brand new wine.
On the fifth day of November, while I sat and watched,
five Zanny Bucks. 4 days, 3 smokes left, 2 bags of books, and I lost his brand new wine.
What the fuck did anybody in Virginia
On the
beat?
Sixth day of November, while I sat and watched,
6 pills of popping,
5 Zanny
On the seventh day of November, while I sat and watched,
7 junkies shooting, 6 pills of popping,
5 Zanny
bars, 4 dirty needles, 3 smokes left, 2 bags of food, and I lost Ben's brand new wine.
Box straight for shot of crayon.
On the eighth day of November, while I sat and watched,
8 equals 7 with 7 W's, 6 pills are popping, 5 Zanny bars, 4 dirty needles, 3 smokes left, 2 bags of bone, and I lost do you know that? Well, I sat and watched. Nine fuckers fucking eight, eight, four, seven, seven, junkies, shit, and six, pills, I'm barking. Five, Zanny, bug. Four, dirty needles, three, slopes, left, two, bags of food. And I lost Ben's brand new watch. On the 10th day of November, well, I sat and watched.
Where the key?
10, 1, 39, fuckers fucking eight, eight, four, seven, seven, junkies. On the 11th day of November, while I sat and watched. 11 boys prescription, 10 warrants pending, 9 fuckers fucking, 8 people's empty, 7 junkies shooting, 6 girls are popping, 5 Zanny bars, 4 dirty needles, 3 slopes left, 2 bags of food, and I lost Ben's brand new wife.
Give me 50 grand, whore.
On the 12th day of November, well, I sat and watched. Well, guys, I fell in 11 for prescription. 10, 1, 30, 9, fuckers, fuckers, 8, people's empty, 7, junkies, chicken, 6, pills, I'm popping.
5, Zanny
Bros. 4, dirty needles, 3, slopes, left.
Come yet, bitch.
And I lost Ben's brand new life.
Come yet. Come yet. What about now? What about now? Come yet, bitch. What about now, though? Cleveland, shut the fuck up.
Radio Band. That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.
It's a special...